Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, welcome back to this week's podcast. And because you love them so much, as do we, this week's episode is an amazing story of love and self-love. And we brought back a client, a dear friend, Heather, who's here to join us to tell you about her dating story and where she is now. And as a VIP, other very special guest, I have my co-coach, Eileen, here, Eileen Collins. Heather and Eileen, welcome and welcome back to the podcast.
Oh, I know. I want to this is so exciting, Bella. Thank you so much. And to be able to sit here with Eileen is the most special.
Heather, I already miss our weekly touch base, bi-weekly moments, right? Like, I love starting the week with you because it was a Monday early client.
It was before I would go to work, Bella. 6:15 a.m.
My goodness.
I know.
And I can't believe that you've been with us. So actually, why don't we just jump right in, Heather, and talk about your life, kind of tell us your trajectory, what it was like growing up, your parents, blah, 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 and then, you know, kind of segue into how you found us.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a very, you know, my parents have been together since eighth grade and they're married 50 plus years.
Eighth grade. Did you say eighth grade?
Eighth grade. Yeah.
Whoa.
I come from my mom's side, grandparents married over 50 years, a lot of marriages, very little divorce. My sister, who's my bestie, she's been married for 20 plus years. She's got some great kids. I have a great brother-in-law, and I just have this tight-knit family.
Some pressure on you, huh?
Yes, especially when your track doesn't align necessarily. And So no divorces. I happened to have two divorces. And that first one was something that was so hard for me. I really grieved that. I didn't see it coming. I never envisioned me being somebody who would be divorced, but I got married at 25 and was divorced by 29.
Wow.
And that came from really, my husband at the time not wanting to have kids, changing his mind, which was a deal breaker.
Yeah.
And so it was a grueling process, you know, a lot of therapy in between trying to figure out like, what do I do? And so I ended up getting divorced because I wanted to have kids. And so I went and was like, let's go. You got to get married, go have your kids. And so I went and got married, but I did not make a good choice the second time. And then turns out I was not able to have kids. So that was really a devastating loss, you know, to kind of process through.
So devastating.
Oh my gosh, that was 10 years ago. And still, you know, it's with loss. You learn and you build your life around it, but it's still there. And
it never goes away.
It doesn't.
No.
But here's what I found in that when I was going through my childlessness, not by choice journey, is I was in this position now at a very young age. I was 34 of now what? What is my life going to be? And for a little bit, I thought, I'll just focus on work. And, you know, that's it. But that's not, you know, I love my job and I'm good at my job, but my world is not my job. You know, there's the family, there's the friends aspect. And so, I attended some great workshops and really took inventory of my life.
And you're
And
still married now, Heather,
I'm
at this
still
point.
married.
Okay.
Yes. So we in 2016 decided we, to divorce because it just wasn't what either of us wanted. And so I've had two very amicable divorces. That's what I say, we'll go through and go our separate ways. And that was great. And it gave me just this kind of wide open space of like, now what? To relocate up to the beautiful Central Coast where I am today. And so I wasn't interested in dating for years. I was tired. I was tired of working so much. I had grieved the losses of the first divorce that was devastating, the childless thing that was beyond what I could even comprehend, but working through that. And then I moved up here. I am in San Luis Obispo area, and it was just, it's been fabulous. I say I'm living my best life right now.
So
And so,
surrounded by your friends,
yeah.
family, like you did carve out a beautiful life for yourself. What happened next that led you more our way?
Well, it was a couple of years after, it was in 2018 when I first saw this guy. I was at a conference and I was like, oh, he's handsome. And then it dawned on me, I have not noticed a man in that way in over 2 years.
I love it. You're like, I'm alive.
This is new. Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought, geez, I do not want, I have had a bad picker, and so I do not want to make another mistake. I was so scared. I have great people in my life, fantastic friends. I have friends from childhood. Actually, they're coming to visit me next weekend. There's going to be five of us. I have friends, that I met when I started my teaching career. They were here, seven of us last weekend. I have an ability to form great connections with people, but with men and in my romantic partnerships, I don't know. I settle or I go for emotionally unavailable men.
Bad picker, right?
Bad picker.
Yeah.
And I realized that, when I was married to my second husband towards the end, I'm like, oh my gosh, like there is a connection here. And why am I doing this? Which you figure out everything kind of traces back to childhood and for better or for worse. And so that was part of the work. I love podcasts. And one of my favorite podcasts was the Nancy and Sherry Show. And do you know who was on there? Bella.
Oh my
And so,
gosh,
Bella, that was in 2018.
and was it really that long ago? You're right, that was pre-COVID.
It was pre-COVID. And I listened to this and, Sherry and her journey. And I just love these ladies. The berry lip was the first thing that I implemented from you, Bella.
Oh my gosh. And for those of you who haven't heard this story, let me give you a little context. Sherry Salata was Oprah's executive producer for many, many years when she was at Harpo, and Nancy Holla was her best friend. They start this podcast and they were like, hey, we're both single. Sherry says, hey, Nancy's the more adventurous one, so why don't you come on the podcast and coach Nancy to see if she can date and find love by using your process? So, spoiler alert, Nancy, 6 feet tall, living in Chicago, then LA at the time, and then Seattle, met this lovely man named David Bruce. And for those of you that are interested, there is a whole love story episode on Nancy Holla. But so Heather came from listening to Sherry and Nancy, who had a very devoted following.
Oh yeah, I was signed up to go to their retreat, and then COVID happened. A couple of friends and I were going, and so Bella, that's when I first heard Bella, and I was like, oh my gosh, this lady is amazing. I loved your energy. I loved what you were saying. It was just like clicking, and I thought, okay, I need to dig into everything Bella Smart Dating Academy I can find. And you had different episodes, like from Steve Harvey, right? I don't think there were, you didn't have too many podcasts yet because
No,
that hadn't started.
you're absolutely right.
But that was my journey. That's how I, and then, I didn't actually start dating until 2021. It took me a couple years.
Well, pandemic-wise, it might have been about the right time anyway, because
Right.
it's an interruption to a lot of people's dating lives during that time period.
Yeah. And I was just a very, because of my former marriages, and I'll tell you, I was one who either got engaged quickly, like my marriage one, I got engaged within 7 months, married 6 months later. And
Wow.
then the second one engaged a year and a half later, but then married like 3 months later. And so I kind of, with my personality, it's like, okay, let's just go and do this and get it going. So I was slow to start here. And I just kind of, it was great though. I was living my life, having fun. And
I love like what you're saying, because part of well, the thing that I thought was going to go so far, and it does in your favor, is that fearlessness that you just kind of dive right in. And it's funny, you entered in with us a little bit gingerly, right? Like, I'll stick a toe in, I'll go to this, I'll go to this seminar, I'll go to this thing, and then finally one-on-one coaching, right?
yes, because that is exactly what happened, right? In 2021,
You did a love lap.
I did, because so I had, when I was getting ready to start dating, I had this wonderful opportunity to foster a little girl, and she was a 3.5 year old, and I did that. And it was just, it was on my heart, and I will say, like, is a God thing. And then she ended up being adopted by some of her family. Still, we are still involved in her life, and she's doing so great. But that was really sad too, because I thought, oh, I had thought, oh, I'll be like Hoda, I'll just go, maybe I can adopt later. And so it was not, so when she left, hardest day of my life is, packing up a child's room who, I had her for a year and a half. And during COVID, I got her a week. We were in lockdown for a week, and that's when she came to my home. And so there was a lot of time spent together, and so when she was leaving, she left in July of 2021, and in August, I thought, okay, now I'm ready to date. And so, Bella, circling back, I emailed you in October. I think I joined eHarmony first, and then I emailed you, Bella, in October. I was just looking at that first email exchange, and I just love your enthusiasm. And everything you said in that email is correct. You like follow through on everything, all of, like what you say, like, this is what you're going to learn, this is what it'll be like, 1,000%. So I first did the love lab. Yeah.
And Heather, like you came in, and like so many clients, like you get these amazing pictures, and
Oh.
we helped with pictures, profile, all that. And like, how did you feel about that?
Oh, well, when I went and did the photo shoot in Chicago,
Oh my God, what a day!
that goes down still as one of the best days of my life. That whole trip. Because we kind of, right, like to go, I went by myself. And so I was exploring Chicago for the first time. And I like to travel, but I've never really taken a big trip, like flew someplace where I was intentionally going to be by myself. I had the best time.
Were you
I was
nervous about the photo shoot before it?
I don't know if I was, no, I was excited because
That energy was everything. Like it came through, right? In all your pictures.
the two ladies who did mine, the makeup, and then, oh, the hair, makeup, you'd get there, there's music going, We started with a little drink. It was like
there might be some shots, some Prosecco, some screwball. We've got a lot of little surprises for you all at the photo studio.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a queen for the day, right? Moment.
Yes, that is exactly it.
You were the queen. You are the queen. Hell, you're still the queen. Queen for all the days. But you were definitely the queen for that day.
That day was amazing.
And so were the pictures. So were the profile. And then it seemed like ready to start, right?
We did. And we did. When was that? That was in 2022. I did two of your love labs, Bella. And then finally,
Picture Picker and Online Dating Love Lab. So we do those workshops that are 3 hours over Zoom. Yeah, you did one, then you did the other. And then sometime later, I think you said, hey, I'm ready to work with you for a year. This is what I need.
And that is true, because it is we talk about investing in myself. And I said, like, it's the really one of the greatest investments that I made in me was signing up for your year of coaching. I'm an average person, and the money at first, I was like, oh my gosh, like what? And so, which is why I did the love labs. But then after dating for a year and having a couple relationships during that time, I'm like, I just need to like do it. I am ready. I'm going to spend the money, sign up, and do all of this work. It was the best thing. The best thing. And Bella and Eileen, it's because of you two. Learned so much more.
Well, for clients like you, friends, who are open and willing to figure out, like, what's getting in the way of what I want, right? Like, what's between me and where I want to be? So we started, like, first with a jump start, right? Like, all three of us are there. We're like, tell us about what's been going on.
3 hours? 3 hours.
3 hours. We did. After a dossier of paperwork, right?
Yes.
You fill out the new client questionnaire, the marriage map. You get the 360 feedback you have. For those of you who don't know this, in our year-long process, we give you the opportunity electively to survey your village, your friends, your family, your whomever is closest to you, to send Eileen and me a confidential email saying, why do you think our client is still single? So there's all this prep work. And then that culminates in your very first session called the Jumpstart. And she's giggling.
It is true. And I love that kind of stuff. And so it was fabulous. But those, and my friends, they, all my favorite people, they submitted.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And at the end of that, we had a picture of kind of your past and your ideal, like, to make me happy, I would love this to happen. I want to be in this kind of relationship. My values are this. I want to be with this type of person. And we had a better idea when we started, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And do you remember, Heather, in that, like, with all the things we did, what most impacted you early on? Like, you came in because you thought, my picker isn't working. I'm not picking people that are good for me. Like you said, evidenced by family of origin stuff that led to marriage one, marriage two, various guys after. What were some of your big ahas in how to fix your picker?
Oh, some of my big ahas. I mean, well, some things that came from that, I'll say, is the confidence and the validation. I always viewed myself as a confident person, but when really looking at it, I think with men, and in relationships, there's been, definitely wasn't where I am currently, and knowing and trusting myself. And so, one of the things, Bella, I'll say, is kind of the timing of how to slow things down. So paying attention to, you know, go on a date. Don't make it a 10-hour date the first date, you know, and the phone call, the FaceTime before actually going out were hugely impactful. you can catch somebody's vibe.
Heather, a lot of what you're saying, I've noticed with so many really successful clients in their professional life, they can have a tendency to, what's next? What do I need to do? Let's move through this. Let's get go, because they're successful, right? Like, that is maybe how professionally things had to be, right? Like, let me see my goal. Let me do all the things for it. And they're off. But in dating, what we found was that sometimes we were making decisions maybe hastily, right? Like maybe moving past something that could be something to get to the finish line. And it just doesn't work quite well in dating as it does maybe professionally. And it's funny what you said about confidence too. It can nick away a little bit with these very successful people that we've been so privileged to know. Bella, you've seen that, I'm sure, right?
Oh, 100%. And it's this like speed to the finish line, right? I'm the A student. I get things done quickly. We're competitive with ourselves. So it's like, okay, I want to jump right into this, especially when I, like you said, Heather, look across a room and you're like, oh my God, who is that? He's so cute. The sparks start to fly. At date three, we're in each other's houses, right? Because ultimately, here's the thing. If your picker isn't working, it's not your fault, right? Society has fed us the Disney fairy tale that no matter what, one day this person's going to swoop in and you're going to know, and he's going to be there to rescue you, right? And so I think that there's a version of that in every one of us, ultimately, like, okay, here he is, he's coming. And you look over, and therefore we speed things up. We don't have a process. We think it's butterflies and fireworks and chemistry. And so it's not your fault. It's not anybody's fault. And that's to your point where we take that step back and say, let's slow this sucker down, right? Let's have a dating funnel. Let's this and with phone and video consistently.
And part of the process that I think is key. So we could give someone all the information. And Bella kind of has created a great book, and we do that jumpstart, and we've given all the information. But I notice with almost every client, as we start, they get on the apps, and week one or two, they're like disappointed. Why are you disappointed? I only got like this many likes, this many messages, whatever. This many people writing me back. We're like, well, that's over the 10% we said to expect. Remember in the jumpstart, we said this. So we can feel still that urge that goal-oriented, successful person might have, even though we've talked about this, putting it in practice and talking about it. Two different things.
And it is, I think, Bella, like the funneling piece was key too. And talking and just, you know, keeping yourself open to anyone was key as well, has continued, because I'm still searching, still on the apps and going through it. And I would say too, being able to kind of debrief with ourselves at the end of any sort of contact and say, how did I feel? How did I feel? Was I my best version of myself? Do I like who I am when I'm around this person? Turning everything around from, will they like me, to do I like them first and foremost?
Game changer.
Oh my gosh.
Game changer.
Game changer. I wish that we could teach our kids these skills from a young age, because it works for any type of relationship, not just romantic relationships.
Right.
Who am I when I'm in the presence of these people? Mm-hmm. And do I like that version of myself? Mm-hmm. And if I don't, then what's going on there?
Yeah.
I love that. And let's get into that, Heather. You know, what spurred this podcast, right? A lot of these, you know, when clients come back, it's, oh, okay, end cap, bookend, they found the lid to their pot. And as Heather comes off of this year, as Eileen and I had a closeout call with her, and she was like, this was the best, one of the best or the best investment I've ever made in myself because of these reasons. And I thought, you know, I would love to have you walk through and tell people, like, the end goal of this journey. At some point, I always tell people, I don't know if you're going to find the lid to your pot during our watch. What I can guarantee you is you will not get into a terrible dumpster fire relationship. You're going to have some speed bumps, some near misses, whatever. But, you know, I think you bring up such a good point about the way we look at the people in our lives, right? We look at our elevator people. Who are they? Do they elevate us? And it gives you so much more of a broad lens on, wait a second, why do I spend so much time with this friend? Or is this person an elevator person, or are they actually a basement person and somebody that brings me down versus brings me up? And how do I start to phase some of these people out of my life? And so tell us a little bit about that. I mean, people have said it has helped them in friendships, at work. Has that been the case for you as well?
Oh, 1,000%. I feel like I am in like the people industry. I'm in education and, you know, it's what we are all about. And so being able to look and see who those people are, I loved that, that activity that you had us do where we are writing down those key people in our lives and then, and you guys guiding it, which was so, it's like, oh, aha, I see that now. And then being able, because Eileen and I, we had many, we had a lot of conversations, obviously, in a year of coaching, where there were some, I had one man who was different in so many great ways, but there were things that Eileen was coaching me up on with, you know, looking and saying, is this, ask the hard questions, ask the big question. Eileen, do you want to talk a little bit about what you had to do to support me in that, please?
You had done so well with recognizing qualities you both had that you both valued. It wasn't somebody who didn't care about her. Those are easy. Those are obvious. This person did care, right? Like there was a real connection. This is why it was so sticky wicky. Heather cared. Right. So you're like, okay, what could possibly go wrong? But this person became and was the bar by which she measured everyone.
Everyone.
This person would have conversations right after any interaction she had with someone else about that person. What do they do for a living? And opinions. Right. And basically, was not able to offer Heather what she was looking for, but also standing in the way. Right?
Right. We started dating. He was the first person I matched with, Bella, before even taking your workshop. Or no, after taking your first workshop. And he was really, he was different in so many different ways. But, and this kind of, he was in the military. And so he ended up moving away. And that being my first relationship, I mean, that's why I said the one regret is I wish I had hired you sooner for the year of dating coach, you know, when I first started out the gates, because it really would have helped me navigate a situation like this. A nice person, kind, got along well, but yet there were things that I'm like, he's moving out of state. I'm not going anywhere. And so we really both kept each other at a distance and then broke up. He left. I broke up before he left. And then 6 months later, I reached out to him again and really was one of the things that I know when I made, you know, checked in to see, I didn't know what state he had landed in. And so I thought, I'm just going to see where he is. And that started our communication again,
all over again, right?
All over again. And you know, and you live in different headspaces where you kind of like think like, well, maybe it could work or this or that, which is what I was doing. And then I started with you all, and I remember being like, I guess I should tell you about this one guy. I said, well, there's this one guy I bought, and you're like, wait
what? Back up.
That was a wait, what?
Yeah. You're still talking to him? Well, yeah, but yeah. So I did navigate that. And I did finally through Eileen's coaching, because I was, had met another person who was kind of in one of my circles, and who on paper looked great. And who is great, but just not for me. And so I had to ask my friend in the other state, like, is this something you would like to explore, like us trying to do a long distance dating? And he did not. And what he said is, I've thought about that. And if we were nearby again, I would love to date you, but the distance is not going to, it's just not going to work. And so that was, you know, that Eileen, you and I were just talking about that. By me asking that question, how did I describe it? It was empowering.
Yeah,
it was
empowering.
It was empowering and freeing. And that is why I'm like, best money you can spend is on yourself, like best investment here. Because since then, I can ask any question to any guy, any man that, you know, regardless of the situation, to figure out, like, where are we? And listen, I feel like, you know, I'm on like option Z of my life here. And yet I rise. And
like a phoenix.
Like a phoenix, like a girl. Phoenix,
baby. And that's the thing. And that's where I'm like, regardless of the answer, it's better to have your answer. And so
you can navigate appropriately. Of course it is. It sounds so, of course it is. But people, so many people
are scared.
Don't ask, because the fear is whatever this is could end.
And it's comforting. It brings us some comfort because it allows us to make believe. That's exactly what's happening. And so, you know, I had this person, this one guy in real life here. And then I had this other one who I had dated for 5 months, but now he is across. And I'm like, this guy is like super emotionally available and like wanting to like
local.
Get into a relationship and local.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that the empowerment of that and after, because I did date the other guy for a little bit. That was another huge moment too, Bella, which caught me off guard, and you really helped navigate that, was when, do you remember? I was like, I just don't know. And so you would say, well, okay, give it a couple dates. And Eileen too, give it a couple more dates. And so I would. And then after like a couple months, I still was like, I don't know. Am I, what did I think? I was like, am I an avoidant attachment?
Am I avoidant? I can't get into this. Like you were it was just like something wasn't matching.
And Bella, do you remember what you told me? You may not, but I will tell you.
Remind me.
I may tell people a lot of things. Well, what you told me was, Heather, sometimes it's just not a match. It's as simple as that. And I was like, oh, you're right. Okay.
No red flags. Nice enough person.
Not my lid. And telling him that, you know, was very sad and hard and important, because it's like, and being able to look at someone and say with kindness, with compassion and care, and say, you know, you deserve somebody who thinks all of these things, and I deserve that too.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't it. And
it wasn't aligning.
No.
It wasn't aligning. And yet what was so beautiful about what you did is you followed the coaching, even though, you know, a lot of people will say, I'm just going to quit it right now because I'm not feeling it. You really tried to take this person that was local and emotionally available and really liked you. And you gave it you know, a skipper's try. And we tried and we tried until we're like, okay, this isn't working. Let's gracefully end it, which you did. And you ended it beautifully like a grown-up. And he accepted it beautifully like a grown-up. Mm-hmm. And you go back, you go into dating detox for a while because those things are hard. They're hard for everybody, guys. Sadness, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to grieve something, right? I think so in today's society, we're almost meant to, it's like, you shouldn't be sad. You shouldn't grieve. No, you should. And it's okay. And take some time off and then come back to it when you're ready. And you did.
And that's what's wonderful about the coaching is that, right? Like I took a couple pauses when I, you know, I'm 3 years in of intentionally dating. That's a lot of energy pouring into apps and talking to people, sending messages. And so it gets to a point where you're just like, oh my gosh, I feel a little cynical right now. And so I would pause.
Yeah, pause. Also, one of the things we haven't talked about is there were some difficulties. And I have had so many, you know, at least a good handful of clients who felt they lived in an area geographically that either politically didn't align with their thoughts, feelings, and who they would look for, or they're in an area where there's no single people or, and we were up against that quite a bit, right?
Oh yeah. Still am.
Yeah. But I think just like the pause in dating, to allow yourself to want to again, right? Mm-hmm. To allow yourself a breather, to just like reset. Mm-hmm. Recognizing that there are fabulous people probably anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Like probably anywhere. If we sent a group of people to another planet, some of them are going to couple up, right? Like some. We don't need to know anything about them, but we know some of them are going to. So, the story we're telling ourselves, like there's no one here.
Oh, yeah.
Might be accurate. But what you may have felt that was accurate is it might be challenging, right?
Right. And absolutely. And I think when you talk about psychotic optimism, like that's it. Like you have got to stay psychotically optimistic. I mean, maybe take away this, the psychotic part I feel has kind of waned in years, but now I'm like, all right, it is, right? It's a matter of when, not if. And I think, recognizing, and I've told you, Eileen, when I go out on trips or different places, I'm like, all right, I'm going to have a lot of my Bumble feed right now. Like, this is great. And you never know where it's going to happen. I think too, some of the great advice, I mean, I have no shame in asking people like, do you have anyone? Hey, I'm looking for a partner. Great catch. Do you have any single men who you think are great too? If you do, and they all say no.
I mean, it's like you've taken everything we've taught and you're just flourishing and flying and using your voice.
Yes.
Trusting your gut, number one, because now you know how to pick. Mm-hmm. You know what your green flags are. You know what your red flags are. You know what you need to be happy, right? And you're bringing great people into your life across the board. Like you said, you've had friends since you were a little girl, and these are your friends that you're going to hang out with even next week. And I know what you mentioned is, did you recently get a new position or a new job?
I do have a new position. Yes. Yeah.
And you just, you crushed it.
Yeah. I'm good. I got it. There's so many, I think the foundational piece really is knowing yourself, liking yourself.
Boom. Right?
Right. Building a life. I have a fantastic life. And one of the things, even in my profile, it's like, I'm looking to add, because as I am, and for people who are in dating. And also I'm in a place, I should say, to be fair, I am not looking to go and have children. And so I don't have the drive to just kind of like settle, if you will, or be like, yeah, okay.
I've been
around the block a few times. And so being able to be happy with who you are and make your life what you want it to be is number one.
And that is the confidence. Mm-hmm. Like if there was one thing, the takeaway, yes. Heather came in so many ways, just like this radiant, successful, bright, with a sense of humor. And you're like, okay, how hard could dating be for this amazing person? And she added that confidence piece, that recognizing all the fabulous things about her and old habits when mm-hmm. she didn't feel as confident.
Yeah.
Compared to new habits when she recognizes who her elevator people are and who she is. Like yeah. I picture nothing getting in your way.
Agreed. Agreed. 1,000%. Thank you.
And I know that you're going to continue to take the tools that yes. you have. Mm-hmm. I know for you, my friend, it is truly a when, not an if. And I know we're going to get a call one day saying, yes. You guys, guess what? There's someone special I want you to meet. And here he is on a Zoom call. And I can't wait for that day to happen.
Oh, me either. It's going to be fantastic.
I know. And if you have a wedding, you know we're coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Eileen and I are coming and we're crashing. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to have a big wedding, this third one.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. It's going to be fantastic. And I just love both of you.
Love you. Everyone should love you. They yeah. just know you. Some of the people who don't yet love you. I haven't met you.
That's right. It's this is the best service. Mm. And if you are on the fence, invest in yourself. I mean, bottom line, invest in yourself. And if people, you know, what I heard sometimes is like, wait, they're not setting you up. Like, what are you paying for? Like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, setting you up, giving you a date. That's the easy part.
Right. Right. There were so many.
Oh my gosh.
People, so many people you could swipe on. Now, though, hopefully, as you go forward, you're not dismissing people who could be great, right? Right. Or you're not, you know, you're just more open to the people who could yeah. be great additions, like you said, mm-hmm. an addition to a great life.
And still learning. I'm still learning and still practicing these things. Mm-hmm. The difference is that I know to check myself and to stop, pause and question. And I think that's I told Eileen, there was a situation I was talking to someone and he showed some just, you know, there's people with different, I don't know, different things that have happened to them, perhaps that create the person
some
that
flags.
I'm like, Eileen, don't worry about me. I am ready to fly. I've got this. Like, let me tell you about like all these green flags and then how I started, like those flags started shifting colors. And I was like, whoa. And so I feel so, I'm in such a fantastic place from when I started this.
Mm.
All those many months ago. And that's just from the every other week conversations with Eileen. Bella, I was jumping on with you like once a month. And really, I think being vulnerable and aware and then taking notes.
The process isn't about whether or not you're going to find the lid to your pot in this time period. The right. process is about learning how, right? What's getting in the way of it and how to do it and what your lid, what would be make you happy? Because some people come in looking, most people I think come in looking for this chemistry. And Bella has always said, it's going to be a surprise, right? Like it's going to be in an unexpected way, the lid to your pot.
She's She does say that. And I do look at people who, you know, may be a little different. I'm like, is that the lid? Maybe it is unexpected.
It is unexpected. If you come back to, you know, Nancy Holla, right? Oh, that she was in absolute refusal of anybody that was her height or shorter at 6 feet tall. And she ended up falling in love and is now married to someone who is, wait for it, 5'11 to her 6 feet, right? Just downright refusal. And who would have known? And she's never been happier. So Heather, you keep rocking that berry lip. And for those of you who might not have followed us, maybe this is your first time listening to this podcast, a berry lip, ladies, it's any shade of red or pink or burgundy that just makes you feel like you've got your groove back. Okay. And we've done berry lip challenges on Instagram where we're like, pop your lip, send us a photo. How did people respond to you? So your challenge this week is put a berry lip on yourself. You know what? Send me a photo on Instagram and I will post you in my story and tell you how do you feel when you have your berry lip? And for those of you listening to this podcast and not watching it on YouTube, Heather's got her berry lip front and center because it just makes you feel like you rock. So Heather, it's been such a delight to have you on the podcast. Eileen, just a delight to be in your space at any time, any minute of the day.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you are just a delight in this world. And I'm so glad I got to have time with you in my world.
Oh my gosh. You are too, Eileen and Bella, like so much love and appreciation and admiration for who you are and what you do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we will always be here for you.
Always. You took the words right out of my mouth. You always have a home with us.
Oh, thank you. Love this.
Love you. Smart daters, if you're not inspired, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you right now. Maybe you need to go for a run. Maybe you need to drink a strong espresso right now, because I am so fully inspired by Heather and her story. And I'm thinking about you, dear listener, and thinking about the things you can do to change your life today, an investment you can make in yourself. And maybe it's an investment of listening to one more podcast episode. Maybe it's an investment of a dating book. Maybe you are ready to have a personal trainer for your love life, like Eileen and me, to accompany the process. But think about you, because I want you to take this one message with you this week. You are worth it. You are worth everything you want and desire in this world, and it's coming to you. It's a when, not an if. So with that, until our next episode, I bid you farewell. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.